You are now listening to the Focus Academy podcast with Robert Price. For more, visit rpfocusacademy.com.
Welcome to the Focus Academy podcast. This is your host, business coach, and creator of Focus Academy, Robert Price. And I am here with a phenomenal guest. Today, leadership expert and just, y'all don't know, she's low-key a brain surgeon, but from a personal development standpoint, right? I mean, this lady is powerful in that way. I had the privilege to know our guest today through hosting an accountability call together in a personal development group we're a part of. So I just know what you're about to get and I'm excited about it. But let me introduce the guest in a proper way so you guys can get a chance to know a little bit more background. So Aisha Thomas is a leadership and team development expert, consultant, and professional speaker. This award-winning executive trainer aims to develop leaders and teams to improve resiliency, workplace culture, emotional intelligence, and diverse talent management. Aisha's solution-based approach has been recognized for improving organizational breakdowns and practices. She also is a staple in her community by developing the next generation of leaders, today's you. Aisha has reached thousands nationwide and continues to transform multiple industries and individuals, one solution at a time. So if you could just give a warm welcome to Aisha Thomas. What's happening, Aisha?
Oh my goodness. I'm so excited to be here.
So excited to have you. We've been trying to put this together for a little bit.
Yeah. We finally got here.
Yeah, you finally made the move to the East. You are on the East Coast, but to the East Coast.
Yes. East. Okay. The cold East.
You seem to made a face when you said that.
I got spoiled being away from, because I went from California to Texas. Like, listen, sunny right. California. It was so right. nice. And I have to get used to this weather again. I'm just not feeling it. But the kids love it, of course, because they've never seen snow before. So to them, they're having a good time. But yeah, that's why I made the face. I'm ready for it to be warm again. Amen.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So I'm used to it because even when I moved away, my slight move from New Jersey was to Delaware, and that's kind of the same thing.
Pretty much.
A little bit warmer, but no real difference.
By a couple degrees.
By a couple degrees. But that's dramatic because you're in Virginia now, right?
Yep. VA. Okay. Correct.
All right. In the DMV area.
DMV. Okay. There's a difference. All right. There's DMV, VA, and then there's Virginia. Okay.
Are you in Virginia Beach or are you in the DMV?
Exactly. It ain't Virginia Beach. Exactly.
It's different. I got you. So really excited to have you on today because I'm just excited about asking you some questions that even I don't know the answer to, having, you know, interacted with you for quite some time. But just want to let you cook, as they say. To help us out, right? Take us to, you know, from the glowing things that I read in your intro, take us from the transition of how you arrived there, what made you decide to go that route? What painted your path in that direction?
Yeah, I mean, so I've been serving in the Air Force since 2003. And I recognized that what happened was that I got some exposure because I initially went into the corporate space or the military space, which is an element of being in corporate. with the goal of getting to a certain rank. And as I, you know, grew, mature, kind of made my way into the rank that I am now, I started to recognize that, I don't know, I just started to really start looking at things from a purposeful part. And I think the awakening for me was I was a career advisor. And in the role of a career advisor, what you do is you tend to interact with people that are transitioning out of the military, people that are just ready to transition at some point. So they're transitioning because they're being put out. They're transitioning because they're ready to get out. And I started to hear the stories and see the stress, especially for those that have made their military career like their identity, and heard the stories of the transition out. And it just didn't intrigue me, because the amount of work and the time and the energy we put into our day to day to be able to have to still transition, go work another full time job. And please, anybody that works a full time job, because I still work full time, no judgment here. I just know for me, I started to really look at, OK, you know, I don't want to get spiritual, but God, what is your purpose for me? Where do you want me to go? Where do you want me to be? And training and development is something that I've always been passionate about. It's so funny. Even as a young girl, my mom told me that I would gather all my friends together back in West Africa. Mm-hmm. Shout out to the Africans. What a fan.
Shout out.
Adi body. All right.
I wish I could go there with you. I don't got the twang right.
Yeah, don't do it. I watch Black Panther and I was like, y'all accents is trash.
It's terrible.
But she said I would gather my friends together and I would teach them. And I was like, really? So I've always been into developing, training, and helping people. So I recognized at one point that I wanted to start to build my business ahead of time. And when I got connected with the community that me and you met in and started to talk about personal development, of course, that was more exposure to entrepreneurs like yourself, entrepreneurs like Rochelle T. Parks and other people. I started to see the other side and the different options. And I was like, you know what, let me entertain it. And little by little, I started been picking away at it, and it's becoming very successful. So it's just exposure. I tell people all the time, it's exposure. Sometimes when you're exposed to one thing, you only think that is the only way and the only option. But once you start seeing different options, you really have a choice. You're just like, I got a buffet and I got options. I ain't got to just eat the chicken all the time, or the, you know, ham hocks all the time, or the whatever it is, hot dogs all the time. I have options, and I recognize that I wanted to eat this plate of food, and that plate of food was entrepreneurship.
Ah, love it. Love it. So it's interesting you go down that road. So with the problems which you see and the transitions and things that people are, you know, experiencing from the military or in organizations you work with, like what would you say is the problem that you solve?
Well, one of the things that I recognized, like even with the transition, it was the lack of preparation. It's really getting into preparing yourself for the other side of what you're doing. There was like a lack of role awareness. And again, some people get so tied into certain hats or responsibilities that they have, and they forget to identify and become aware that that is just like a one hat that they wear, but who defines them is so different, is so much bigger. So even as I was navigating the military and realizing that, you know, when it comes to leadership development, self-awareness, growth and development, again, getting people to like shake them out of the awareness. I mean, the lack of awareness, and get them into the space of, okay, let's start to identify what our purpose is. Let's start to identify really how to grow and develop, and really start looking at how we navigate these opportunities or these full-time jobs a lot differently. So that really is what got me into leadership development and emotional intelligence specifically, because now you were able to get a lot of people more aware. They started to become aware of all the gifts and talents that they had. They started to find they had more identity outside of just the military hat and boots that they wore, which allowed them to start to unlock the different options and opportunities that they had. So it's so awesome when you are sitting down consulting with someone, sitting down and having a counseling session with them, and you're really allowing them to say, okay, I understand you have this option, but let's look at it from this space and this space. Family, let's plan here for your career. Let's think about this. Let's add your behavioral style to it, or your gifts and your talent. And now let's create a plan of what life outside of the military will look like. So I really started doing that for my career counseling and coaching in the military. Okay. And then it kind of birthed into, okay, I can train and develop on the external, the civilian side as well, which has opened up opportunities to support the civilian sector and still support the military side as well.
Okay. All right. That sounds amazing. So I'm intrigued. What are some of the tools that you use to help get people clear on their behavioral style, emotional intelligence that you spoke about? What are some of those tools?
Well, one of the things, of course, with the consultation, I like, again, that self-awareness part is so important. So getting certified in psychometric tools, and the psychometric tools really allows you to understand, your order of thought, how you tend to make decisions, as well as your attributes, your natural talents, right? So you have the order of thought, this is how I make decisions, and this is how I navigate my day-to-day. Because again, one main thing about leadership, and again, when I say leaders, I always think of or remind people that leadership isn't solely from the perspective of a role at an organization, but you're also a self leader. So you need to be able to lead yourself. You need to be able to.
That's the first person you got.
Exactly.
Lead.
Right. Yourself first. You got to be able to lead yourself. You got to be able to, if you're a leader within the household. So that's another aspect. You might be a leader in business. So they're so different, so many different hats. So that first one kind of just gives you that awareness, which is important. Now, how do I make decisions? How do I navigate that? Then the second one is your internal motivators. What internally motivates you? So it's like a values assessment, and it really allows people to know, these are the motivation factors that I look for in a role and a responsibility for me to really be attached to it. A lot of people just do a role or take a job just because of the check. There's no really purpose behind it. And I think we're living in a world today where people want to live more with purpose. So that aligns that, okay, let's get you in a purposeful job. Let's get you in a job where you go into that you're happy to show up on a day-to-day. So once we can identify what your internal motivators are, all right, now we can see how that affects your external behaviors. And that's where you have things like the DISC assessment that will allow people to know, okay, now this is how I show up on the outside world. And this is how I can navigate the outside world to utilize it the best way possible so I can get the best outcome for myself. So it's like a suite of three assessments that really allows us to unpack that. So in the area your personal development, we can know what area to target for personal growth. And the area of, say, we're talking about maybe building a component of your business, because sometimes people reach out to me and they just want to know, how did you do it? We know how to focus on it, or your blind spots and why you can't execute effectively on it. And then, of course, in organizations that hire me, it's finding out why your leaders might be struggling with retention, with diverse talent management, with really connecting with their team members to get the best output possible so that organization can reach their goals, if it's financial or whatnot.
That's powerful stuff. I think what you're helping people do, you just in asking that question, why, right? And like taking a step back, why is this happening? Why are we going in this direction? Why are we, why is our retention rate this way? Just simply asking that question starts to unpack so much that is, literally right there for them to see, but you're helping them to draw that out. And that's so important, the work that you're doing. So that's really dope. And I'm going to ask at the end, how people can get in contact with you to do some of that work, because I think that's really important what you're talking about. So along this entrepreneurship journey that we've been on, it's full of ups and downs, right? Yes. So not too many people like to talk about the downs as much, right? Because it's easy to look at the highlights on, social media. But I want to know from you, and having a real conversation, what is there advice, since you've been on your journey, that you wish you had or hadn't followed?
Well, I think that one thing I really realized early on is the importance of systemizing. Especially if you are, you know, I tell people I'm a militarypreneur, but you know, I'm a mompreneur, I'm a full-timepreneur. So I'm someone that still has a full-time job while also managing a business. So absolutely. Essentially, how can I put systems and structures in place so I don't have to touch my business as much until it's time to execute? And early on, I didn't have that. Like I was the one, if somebody was interested, I would shoot them in DM. Okay, when are you available? I'm looking at my calendar. Okay, I have these 3 dates. I've sent message them back. Oh, that won't work. Go back to my calendar. It was a lot of extra work that I had to do. And it was eating up my time. It was eating up the time that I had to do my full-time job, spend time with my kids. And I'm a single mom. Shout out to the single parents out here.
Shout out to you. Killing it. Wearing all those hats. Appreciate
you. Man. So I realized early on, I was doing so much work and it entrepreneurship wasn't looking fun anymore. And I'm like, okay, well, they say the grind. So I guess this is what you got to expect.
I guess I got to grind.
I guess you got to grind, right? And you still do, but there's a way where you can, you know, as they say, work smarter than harder. So when I got introduced to systems, right? And now I had to take time and really work on creating processes to allow me to be able to, again, touch my business or the administrative side as least as possible. So now once I finally got to the end point, it's just executing and connecting with that customer and client and, you know, really starting to work with them. So I think systemizing was extremely important in the beginning. And then also not falling into the trap of, man, look at all they got. They got all this going on. What's wrong with me? Right? Comparison.
Oh, yeah. Oh yes. Oh,
you know,
yes.
And I think it's so easy to forget for some people. Like we don't recognize they've been grinding for years. And we looking at ourselves, we've been in this business for a year. Like, man, I'm trying to get on their level. They've been doing this for 10 years, 20 years. Right. Like, do you even know the story behind it? Yeah. So I struggled with that initially. So I was investing money and things I shouldn't have, trying to move faster than I should have, instead of just really embracing the process and learning systems and processes first before, you know, losing thousands of dollars in the beginning of this process. Yeah. So comparison and definitely systems have been a game changer since then.
Yeah, I mean, man, what you're saying is such a goal mine, right? What you're sharing about that, because, you know, I invested in a coaching program recently. And it's funny because I waited a certain length of time till I got to a certain point where I felt like, okay, I'm ready for this. Or right before I really felt completely ready, right? But I was to a point where I felt confident that connecting with this system, it would, you know, work for me. But, you know, one of the coaches was talking in the group and just saying how essentially people who are day oneers are trying to come in and get the same result as somebody who's been at this for a long time. So those testimonies are true. Those results are true, but it's true for someone who's been doing it for the time they have. So, you know, my quote that I love is comparison is the thief of joy. That's so accurate there. Yeah, that's so good. So who are some of your biggest role models in business that you look at and say, hey, this is someone I like to model in business?
Yeah. So, you know, we know a few of them, but there are two women that, there's Rochelle T. Park, shout out to her. But one thing that really made her stand out is the fact that she was a military member, served in the Army. And when I first joined the call, the accountability call we were on, it was just like, wow, you know, she's living this retirement life and she's living good. Like she's not, you know, she didn't have the struggle that I saw from most of the military members. And I'm like, how is she doing it? So watching her process and watching how she strategically navigated retirement, set herself up effectively, and really just put all in to really gain the level of success that's helped her not necessarily work for anybody. anybody anymore. She is her own boss. So she is someone that definitely is a role model. We also have Valarie Humphrey. Shout out to her. She's a coach that I met in a program that I joined where I initially wanted to just be a speaker. Once I learned about the business of speaking, I'm just like, oh, it's a business. And for her, she has been such a instrumental mentor that I talk to on a regular basis that has really helped me navigate self-doubt, again, comparison, not believing in yourself, navigating some of the triggers or traumas that you have to navigate while you're doing business, because that's another side of it. You know, sometimes, you know, the emotional side or the human side of you gets involved and you need that circle of people that can really help you navigate those down moments. So she's been really pivotal in that and just really helping me focus on the structure, the themes, how you should execute on your business, how you should show up on a regular basis, from how you show up on your life, how it should look. So those two women have been really instrumental in navigating business. I mean, just watching them do what they do is wonderful. And again, I don't have to talk to them every day, but being able to be around women that are really executing has been a dope thing to watch. And it's really inspired me to execute effectively in my business as well. They really did take me under their wing, and I shout out to them for doing that, because it has really helped in the growth and development that I see on the other side of this.
Yeah, that's so dope. And that's so important, because it kind of allows you to skip steps a bit.
Oh, that's good right there.
Yes. Yeah, it allows you to skip steps from the standpoint that you have these models in front of you that can tell you, hey, you're going down this self-doubt path. I've been down that road. Here's what you can do to refocus and get on the right path. And just show that, you know, show the way in front of you. So that's solid stuff. And so here's a quick question that I have, because people get enamored with the success that individuals have in terms of, you talked about, I told everybody you were a scientist earlier. So you talked about the internal and the external motivators.
Yeah. See,
she kept it light with y'all. I'm just saying, she kept it light. But there's a way we show up to the external world, but then there are habits behind how we get to show up that way consistently. So my question for you is just, what is a daily or weekly habit that you consistently do that is giving you the greatest success?
Yeah, so I've decided, again, I've had to kind of reshape my habits recently, because I recognize, again, as a full-time military member, I had to kind of reshape how I executed on my business, because of the fact that my current job now is so much more demanding. I have a team, I have a bigger project, bigger levels of responsibility. So what I've incorporated recently is really making sure that I dedicate at least 2 hours in my business daily, at least 2 hours. So it might be just updating a website or reaching out to clients and customers. It might be doing something that's going to update it, upgrade it, get it out there, do something related to it. So even if, okay, I spend an hour today because I was on, you know, Robert's podcast, right? I've spent about 4 hours today, because I did like 4 trainings today, but oh, wow. It's just spending, but I had the day off. I took the day off specifically I could execute on it. But it is, again, dedicating at least 2 hours on my business so I can continue to push it forward. Because again, sometimes we think that we have to, like, we need 8 hours and we need all time. But nah, if you can just dedicate a couple hours a day, that's still progression. That's still moving in the right direction. And then also incorporating at least, a couple times a month, actually taking the day off and just being a business owner for the day, so I can really focus in. So like even today, I took the day off and I did 2 military agencies and I did 2 corporation trainings. And I just, you know, took off the hat. Well, I didn't take off the hat because I still had to put on a uniform. But either way, I still was able, it was all connected to my business. So that 2 hours to my business daily has really been beneficial, and it still has been moving and getting the traction it needs because I have been consistent in doing that.
I love that. And that's such a golden nugget in terms of, you know, there's some people who try to do like, hey, I got to do 8 hours today, but then they burn out from going so hard in that time frame, and now it's like next week, and you like, are you still in business?
Nope, close sign.
or you know what? I'm thinking about doing this now. Because I tried it.
Random spoons.
And it just didn't work. Somebody said, I just think I'm talking to the wrong people.
Wow.
So we said, how many people you talk to? One person.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay.
Okay.
Real conversation. So anyways, that's
one person
really
must have been tough. It must have been a conversation.
I promise you, I'm talking to the wrong people. We got the high P, so they.
I know they don't get it.
they don't get it. Yeah. So listen, one. What am I trying to say? One person. I need to know when one person turned into people. When did that transition?
How did that happen?
That person into people.
That's what I said. It must have been a tough conversation.
A long one too. It must have felt like multiple. but you bringing out the worst in me. I just want the guests to know that.
I thought it was the other way around. I've been chilling, y'all.
Oh man. Yeah, so that's good. So now if we could, let's take a step back, right? Because now you have really been able to find out some magical things here as you've been progressing in your business, in terms of some of the things you've already said, like, hey, just taking these 2 hours every day, not overdoing it, but just staying consistent, having these role models that you have to follow, not comparing yourself to others, your progress to others. So those have been some powerful nuggets thus far. What would you say, now that you're here, what would you say to your younger self? What advice would you give to maybe have gotten to this point quicker? What advice would you give?
Man, if I think about my younger self was really in need of personal development. I share with, a lot of business leaders all the time, and even leaders in organizations, that if you don't unpack and really heal and work on your personal development and growth, it will find you in your business. It will trickle into your business. And as a young girl, I kind of dealt with so many different things. And I think it's so important that if you are dealing with traumas or dealing with things that's related to personal development, that you really seek that early on. So if anything, it will be like, take care of yourself, really take time to learn about yourself, grow and develop as an individual before pursuing business, before pursuing these endeavors, because if not, it could be something as simple as, I always tell people, when you hear no from a client and a customer, you hear like they're saying no to me personally. And now you start dealing with rejection issues, which might be tied to something completely different from your business. And now you're having that conversation like that other person. You know what? I don't think I'm talking to the right people. I don't know if this is what I want to do. and I had to navigate that early on. So if anything, it will be like heal, grow, develop first, then pursue these endeavors, because there were moments in my business early on that I had to pause and say, you know what? This ain't got nothing to do with the customer or clients. The no was because your pitch was bad. The no was because they couldn't afford it. The no could was because you just didn't sound confident. It had nothing to do with you. So when I did go and really get the support and get the therapy and the direction that I needed to personally develop, now when I show up in my business and hear no, it's just like, okay, I understand. Let's follow up and just follow the regular practice. So I would say heal, girl, heal, then pursue.
Oh, I love it. That should be on a billboard somewhere. Hill girl, hill.
Then pursue.
Then pursue.
Book title. Nobody take that book title now. Okay.
Hey, look. I've noticed is there is what the Bible says, that the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. So there's some people that could hear that book title, but who's going to execute on it.
That's a fact. That's amen. Yeah. So I ain't got nothing to worry about is what you're saying.
Well, I'm saying you got a short time frame.
Yeah, that's true.
Because you do have some execute. No,
some will execute. Like, let me go and snatch that up.
Now, if I see a hill girl hill, then pursue on social media sometime here in the near future, I know where y'all got that from.
Yeah, I need this clip. I need you to play it. I'm gonna take him to court. Okay, if I can get if I can get $40 from him, then that's all good.
Hey, look, you got a week to actually put the book out because this podcast is coming out next week. So, yeah, no, that's cool. That's cool. So, wow, man, you gave us a lot to chew on. If whatever else they get from you, they got to pay for it at this point because I'm telling y'all, she is worth every, worth every dime in terms of, just the different things you have going on in terms of to help people in their personal and leadership development. But I got some serious business to discuss.
Okay, to come through.
But it's not so serious, So I just want to do a fun lightning round just to help the people to get to know you, get to know the other side of you a little bit before we wrap it up here. So just real quick. So what is your favorite thing to watch when you have to laugh?
When I have to laugh, Martin. I just love the show, Martin.
That's a go-to.
I love that. I love it. That's my go-to for laughter.
Love it. Shenanay.
Shenanay. Okay.
All right.
Forever. All right. Shenanay. I'm sorry. I had to.
I cannot. All right. You relax doing what?
Sleeping. I like naps. Straight to the point. And people find it weird, but take a nap.
What's your nap length? What's the sweet spot for you?
About 45 minutes. I think that's a strong nap time right there.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Your favorite actor and actress. Let's go with both. Ooh, I was going to give you either or, but let's go with both.
Actor. So I've been really getting into, I can't think of his name, is Daniel Kaluuya or Kaluuya. But he's the one that played in The Judas and Black Messiah.
Okay.
He was in Get Out. He was in, Black Panther. Like I've just been loving to see how he's developed into these new roles and really just play these pivotal roles. But actually before that, it was Arnold Schwarzenegger. I know that sounds crazy. I love action movies.
That sounds
and True Lies is like a classic for me. So I'll be back. Like I love all that. So that was my favorite actor. As far as actresses, I watched so many superhero movies. I'm like Black Widow. Scarlett Johansson. Love her.
Scarlett Johansson. Okay.
I love how she just, we've been watching a lot of Marvel. So that's what consumes me and my family. So Scarlett Johansson.
Okay. Yeah. So y'all will get along with my wife. She's the Marvel person.
Oh yeah. So WandaVision and all that. Yeah. Oh yeah.
I watch the Marvel movies out of charity. Out of love.
Okay. Okay.
I'm there for
duties.
I'm here for y'all. That's what I watch it out of. Okay. but cool stuff. And so I got two. So what do you eat every week, no matter what?
Pizza. I love pizza.
Really?
I love pizza. It's a staple in the household. Yes.
What's on top of it though?
Pepperoni or chicken.
Okay, no doubt. No
it's
doubt.
Literally fine. Plain, but and okay. When we used to go to the store after this, I'm getting a slice of pizza.
Okay.
Check it off the box.
I had to ask that question, what was on it? Because if you didn't say pepperoni at some point, then we might have had to end the podcast right here. All right. So and then what is your favorite month of the year?
December. Why? It's because most of the times with the military organization, they get to shut down for about 2-3 weeks. So I just love the fact where we just don't have to show up to go to work for about 3-4 weeks. So December, it's nice and quiet.
I love it. I love it. And your birthday is in November, isn't it?
It's in November. I know. I was thinking like November, but I was like, nah, you don't get enough downtime in November. December. Ooh, yeah. That's when you get all them days off.
I got you. So, yeah. It's so funny because I think you're the first person I asked that question to who didn't say their birthday month. So I was doing an experiment.
Okay.
But well, you crushed my hypothesis. Yeah. Well, there's always outliers. So maybe that's my true. Hypothesis is still, that's you true. Know, intact. But cool stuff. Cool stuff. Great getting to know you in a different way. So just real quick. So what's the best way for the audience to connect with you and to support your business?
Yeah, of course. So of course you can go to my website, aishathomas.org, AISHATHOMAS.org. That's where you can learn about my products and services specifically for social media. It's at Miss Aisha Thomas, MSAISHATHOMAS, right? Those are the most of the platforms you can find me.
Don't get nervous, guys. I'll put this in the show notes. So you're good.
So yeah, definitely hit me up on social media. Reach out to me. And again, my website, you can find out all the services that I have there, you know, to really help, you know, unlock or help you in whatever area you need support in.
Love it. Love it. So is there any final words that you want to share with the people before we go? Anything you want to drop the mic on?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, again, like I mentioned earlier, as you are building your brand and your business, there's no, you know, there's maybe no one way to do it, but essentially you want to first identify the why. Like if you ask more why questions, why do you show up the way you do? You know, why does this happen? Why do I want to do this? Right. And make sure that they're healthy, healthy reasons, because sometimes a lot of people get into business. Sometimes people follow certain trends and it's because what everybody else is doing. But the more you can find purpose in what you're doing, specific purpose that's directed for you, you'll find yourself loving what you do, really pouring and supporting your team members or your organization or your clients effectively. So again, it's all about, you know, purposeful living, purposeful planning. I mean, I think by asking more why questions and getting to the root cause of things would allow people to really truly understand who they are, what they want, you know, what their purpose is, why they are who they are. And it really allows them to pivot in the right direction so they can be fulfilled in entrepreneurship and business or fulfilled in entrepreneurship, because some people are trying to grind and level up within their organization. So are you purposely living and are you purposely asking yourself why questions?
Love it. Ask why. That is super fantastic. What, and I enjoyed this interview. I had a good time. We laughed a lot. And yes. So that's always a good thing. So ask why, everybody. Ask why. That is the start of something special. So I'll end it like this. It's not enough to dream. We must do something about it. Everybody, have a phenomenal week.
Bye, guys.
For more after the show, you can head over to rpfocusacademy.com to access show notes and other resources. If you have any questions, topic suggestions, or just want to say hello, connect with Robert on social media at RP Focus Academy. And if you desire to sharpen your personal and business focus, Robert is inviting you to a one-on-one complimentary call at bit.ly/Focus Academy Call. Thanks for tuning in.